கனகசெயில விஹாரிணி அம்ப கனகசெயில விஹாரிணி அம்ப பாலே சுஷீலே காம கோடி பாலே சுஷீலே கனகசெயில விஹாரி.
Hello and welcome back to Raga Rasika. This is a podcast program that explores the world of Carnatic music. Joining us from Chennai, India is Vidya Subramanya. In the last episode, we were featuring the temple town of Kanchipuram and we shared with you snippets from several songs written by various composers on this town. As indicated in the last episode, Vidya and I would actually like to share with you one song from each of the Trinity composers of Carnatic music, Tyagaraja, Muthuswami Dikshitar and Shyama Shastri. In this episode, let's feature a song by Tyagaraja that talks about the deity Kamakshi, which is one of the main deities in the temple town of Kanchipuram. Vidya, why don't you take it over from here and share with us the details of this song.
Starting with Tyagaraja, the most well-known song that he has composed on Goddess Kamakshi is Vinayakuni Valanu Brovave. It is set in the beautiful pentatonic raga Madhyamavati and falls on the 8-beat Adi Tala cycle. In fact, our listeners may recall that this song had been featured to some measure in episode number 53. As a quick refresher, this raga Madhyamavati is classified as a janya or child of the 22nd Melakarta raga Karahara Priya. Melakarta being a term that is used to indicate a parent raga or scale. Here goes the Arohanam and Avrohanam of this raga Madhyamavati.
Sa re ma pa ni sa, sa ni pa ma ri sa, sa re ma pa ni sa, sa ni pa ma ri sa.
The swarams in this ragam are Shadjam, Chatushruti Rishabam or Ritu, Shuddha Madhyamam or Mavan, Panchamam or Pa, Kaisiki Nishadam or Nitu. Now, this raga Madhyamavati is one of the major ragas in Carnatic music that has been explored in depth by almost all the important composers. So there is a very substantial database of compositions in this raga. Let me first begin with the Pallavi or opening segment of this beautiful composition.
Vinayakuni valanu brovave ninu meenavel pulavaram ma amba vinayakuni valanu brovave ninu meenavel புலவரம் அம்ப வினாயகுனி மலருபவே நினு வீணாவேல் புலவரம் அம்ப வினாயகுனி மலருபவே நினு வீணாவேல் புலவரம் வினாயகுனி மலரோ ப்ரோவ வே.
opening segment has been set in Telugu language. And essentially what Tyagaraja says is that, O mother, please protect me just as you would protect your own son Vinayaka, for there is no one other than you to take care of me. And when we study the musical flow of the Pallavi, there are some really beautiful Madhyamavati Raga phrases that have been incorporated. The very opening phrase, Vinayakuni Rimari Mapani. So it starts off in Re, which is one of the life-giving notes or Jiva Swaras of this Raga Madhyamavati, and beautifully progresses to Ni in a Swarakshara, where the lyric also has the syllable Ni and falls on the note Ni as well. Now I'm going to highlight some of the key phrases of the Pallavi with the underlying swarams, and we can see how the composer has very beautifully captured the essence of this Raga Madhyamavati. Vinayakuni re re marie mapani malaru brova sare mare sasa veninu vina sani sani papama pani sa vel pulava sani papa mare mare sa amma rimani bava mari vinayakuni re pama mare ma pani malaro brova veninu sare mare sa neri sani bani dare vinavel re pama re sani pa pulavaram namba re mama ni ni re re sani pama re mari sa. We can very quickly infer how a song like this can provide so much food for improvisation. So next, what I would like to do is to try to sing a small alapana or free-flowing improvisation where I incorporate some of these musical aspects from this composition. Moving on to the Anupallavi, here is where he brings in a direct reference to Goddess Kamakshi of Kanchipuram. He says, O Mother Kamakshi, you are the protector of the downtrodden and you free people from bondage and sins, and you bring a lot of good and auspiciousness to this world.
Anatarajaki Shri Kamakshi, Anatarajaki Shri Kamakshi, Anatarajaki Shri Kamakshi, Sujanagamochani Shankari Janani, Sujanagamochani Shankari Janani.
There are numerous interesting aspects of this Anupallavi that I would like to draw your attention to. Firstly, while the Pallavi was set in Telugu language, the Anupallavi actually moves on to pure Sanskrit language. So this is an example of a composition which actually spans two different languages, Telugu and Sanskrit. And very interestingly, as with many Tyagaraja compositions, the Pallavi has been set to start at a lower note, which in this case is the Re, while the Anupallavi quickly moves to the higher Shadjam or Sa. And the words Shri Kamakshi, which probably are the most important words of lyric in the song, being the subject matter of the entire composition, have been set on a very bright note on the higher octave Sa.
Shri Kamakshi Sa Sa Ni Ba Pa Ni Sa,
The next point that I would like to highlight is that with every Sangati or melodic variant, these words Shri Kamakshi move on to higher notes. So the first Sangati is sort of flat on the high Shajjam or Sa.
Shri Kamakshi.
The second Sangati goes as follows.
Shri Kamakshi.
And the third Sangati moves on to the Ma, which is even higher in the upper octave.
Shri Kamakshi Nidhari Mari Dhani Vari Dhani Sa.
This is a very effective way that the composer highlights the name of the goddess. Now we'll move on to the Charanam, or the closing segment of this composition. This composition has multiple charanams, out of which I will sing the last one.
Purana daya che giralu maku nikira desi go surajarare. Purana daya che giralu maku nikira desi go surajarare. Yaga rajuni hridaya sarojamelina sodari parashakti. Yaga rajuni hridaya sarojamelina sodari parashakti. Nanu vinayakuni malaru venino vena vel pulavaramuma.
Now going on to the meaning of the charanam. In the charanam, he refers to goddess Kamakshi as Parashakti, which is another name for Parvati, the consort of Lord Shiva. He also refers to her as Rama Sodari, which means sister of Lord Rama, because in Hindu mythology, Parvati is worshipped as the sister of Lord Vishnu, and Rama is an incarnation of Lord Vishnu. And he says that she rules the lotus of the heart of Tyagaraja himself, and very beautifully says, therefore please protect me like you would protect your son Vinayaka. And going to the musical aspects of the charanam, a few highlights would be the fact that this is an example of what is known as Madhyama Kala Charanam, a charanam which is set to a faster tempo than the rest of the song. You can see that it has abundant lyrics and the tempo of the music picks up in the charanam compared to the slow, majestic flow of the Anupallavi. Secondly, the line where he incorporates his own mudra or signature term, Tyagaraja, starts on the last beat of the Aditala cycle. This is a good example of what is known as Atita Eduppu. For those who want to know more about Eduppu or different starting points, I would suggest that you check out our episode number 32, where we featured the Uthukadu Venkata Kavi composition Alava Thennalo and discussed the different types of Eduppu.
Thank you, Vidya, for going over that song by Tyagaraja on Goddess Kamakshi. In the next episode, let's take up another song on this temple tom by the composer Muthuswami Dikshitar and do a similar exercise for you all. But that's all the time we have for now. Hope you join us next time on Raga Rasika. To learn more about Vidya, visit her online at vidyasubramanian.com and write to us at www.ragarasika.com. Join us on Facebook by searching for Raga Rasika on facebook.com. Hope to see you next time. Till then, goodbye.
Shyama Krishna Paripalini Janane Kamidartha Paladayaki Shiva Kamakshi Sakala.